Hey, everybody. We continue to dive into the FTX situation. We cover the recent extremely weird tweets that Sam Bankman-Fried has been releasing on Twitter. Pretty disturbing stuff. Not really sure what's going on at this point. We talk about our trip to the Bahamas, the things that we learned, kind of go in and out. As usual, all of our content is sponsored by So Rare. You can sign up at thenifty.com/SoRare. If you enjoy digital collectibles, fantasy sports, and blockchain technology, So Rare is the platform for you. Ladies and gentlemen, what a week. We are back from the Bahamas. We are here to talk about FTX, the current state of affairs. Oh my goodness, what a week in crypto. Kix just told me off air, he's never experienced a week like this in any industry that he's lived in. I have to say the same thing about myself. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT and crypto space is clearly very risky. And so always do your own research, make your own decisions. If you enjoy the content, hit the like button, share the video with your friends, hit the subscribe button. Come on now, you know you want to do it. And shout out to our sponsor, So Rare. Staying solvent when no one else is solvent. You can sign up at thenifty.com/SoRare. If you enjoy fantasy sports, if you enjoy NFTs, it's one of the one areas that's not totally demolished right now. Sign up for So Rare. Get in the mix. It's a movement. It's not going to stop. Gentlemen, me and Nick just got back from the Bahamas about 24 hours ago is when we touched down in New York City again. What a week. We haven't even had a chance to really dive into it on YouTube besides shorts. Oh my goodness. Nick, you're looking concerned. What's going on?
I'm just pissed off, man. We got Franklin dumping apes. Like, I'm looking right now, Franklin sold 65, 61. This is US dollars that I'm speaking in.
You sold two. At least on OpenSea, you know, it's on other places.
I mean,
it's a bad time to sell, Franklin.
Or is it?
Well, he could have sold for a lot more before. Million.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Hindsight, man.
He was like buying there.
We all looked insane in hindsight. You know what I mean? When you look at the prices, like literally a mutant peaked at 120K. If you had sold then, you go buy two Bored Apes right now.
I need Witters to redo this painting. Like, we're going to have to switch this up. This is going to get to a point where it's like just like pure depression.
I mean, Nick, the best move you could have made would have been to sell the ape and then swept the floor of AO Panda Party and just call it like a 3X.
Are you still up?
Yeah, you said I was going to sell at 1.25. I didn't sell. They just at 1.68, dude. Japanese market strong.
I forgot.
None of their money was on FTX. I'll tell you that much.
I forgot. I forgot about the fact that you were all in on the Japanese NFT market. That was really funny.
Yeah, by all in, I've bought one. But it just feels good.
So look,
Nick, you went to the Bahamas, whole FTX situation. You come home, it's not even 24 hours, and you watch Bored Ape start to bleed. You know, that's a little bit of a sting there. So, you know, you're getting punched left and right in this market, but I think you're holding on.
I mean, I'm still alive. Last week, I thought maybe we'd have no money in the bank. So that was also, that would have been a double cat like punch to the gut.
And to clarify, what you mean by that is Gemini.
We
had a percentage of money on Gemini.
Yes.
That would have been, that wouldn't have been great.
Yeah. So it would have been bad if we lost the money that we had on Gemini, but
we didn't. Good thing. Good to go.
We've made it out. The people that are still in EARN, there are risks. That's an interesting.
It's an interesting place to be right now.
I had someone DM me and they were like, yo, so I withdrew a few days ago and it's still not out. And I was like, yo, thoughts and prayers.
Yo, just think about it. Imagine like we've now seen Luna, which was yield coin farming blow up and like take down a bunch of players with it. Yeah. That was the time to de-risk. Now, 6 months later,
is it
same exact thing happens.
Crazy.
FTX. And you got to think there's still people out there that are probably in stuff like Gemini Air, and they're like, it's all good. Like, you know, the two big parties have blown up, but like,
you know,
that's 6%, dude. You know, it adds up.
It's compounding.
Why, Pia, the screen's not sharing that you're clicking on, by the way.
I could go get a treasury bill, which is like the safest investment in the history of mankind, for 3.8%. But that extra 2.2% in crypto earn is where I want to be.
Do you want to share what's on your screen or no?
Yes,
Nick. Oh, it's not
so
showing.
We know, Nick. I'm not trying to have it show. Now I am.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't know. I saw you moving around there.
People weren't picketing outside saying he's not sharing his screen. God didn't come down and put a tablet in front of us that said he shall share his screen when Nick wants. It's shared.
God hates NFTs.
It's a good looking chart, guys. Look at this chart. It's a good looking chart, huh?
What we call in the business, we call that a pukeroni special.
Look, Rainy Reese is saying
Rainy Reese is on the same page as Nick. That's good.
So the question is why are the Bored Apes dumping? Is it just like, is it because of just everything that's happened and some people are trying to chase some liquidity? Totally understandable. Did Bored Apes not like the We Knew Labs acquisition? I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Should we sell our 10K TF assets into this pump?
Should we sell? Well, there's a lot of activity going on right now. I wonder what are the Gucci apes at?
I'll look up Gucci apes. All right. So look, I'm going to look up some of this stuff. This quote unquote 10K TF pump didn't even move the needle. Like the needle is not moved.
What's the collection for the apes?
It's Gucci Grail.
Gucci Grail.
Look at this. It's at point. It was at 0.38 earlier today. It didn't move. Renga moved. So if you look at Genesis floor for 10 KTF, 0.45. If you have a good one, like say Mutants, you get a floor of 0.53. Whoa.
You know, it didn't.
That's crazy.
It didn't make sense to sell the apes at 150,000. It didn't make sense to sell it at 100,000. It didn't make sense at 90 or 80, but I think 69,000 is probably like the reasonable amount to sell it
good
at.
Good meme price.
Yeah, it is. It's a good meme price. Gucci Grail floor down horrendous, 0.45. And let's go parent collection, mutant or ape, Bored Apes.
No one cares about mutants other than you, Pia.
Okay, fine. Bored Apes, 0.95, just down horrendous. And Gucci is not going to, like, what is Gucci going to do? What has any brand done with NFTs besides extract value? None of them give a shit. They've like laid off their teams internally that never knew about NFTs that did it. Just dead.
Is our, has our NFT fully retraced yet?
I hope so.
No, it's a 0.2.
You know, we'll see what happens. If it pulls back, sweeping the floor, using sponsorship revenue to burn the absolute hell out of it. Hopefully we get a little pullback on it.
We'll see. Yeah, I'd like the price to go down.
Yeah. If we can get it down a little bit, turn that burn mechanic on, really reduce the supply quite a bit.
Sell your portal. There's no reason in holding it. Just get rid of it. Sell it.
Sell the portal.
0.09.
0.09. Buy and burn.
See, the shitty thing about NFTs right now is if ETH goes up in price, which it's probably not likely to, but like, let's say somehow ETH goes back up to 1700, NFTs go down. And if ETH goes down, NFTs go down. And I just don't know a lot of people that have confidence levels to come in and really start like scooping these. Like, this may be the final flush, but this may not be like the end of the flush. It may be like the early innings of the final flush.
Yeah. Royal flush.
Regardless, Royal it's, flush. It's a good enough flush for me. In terms of crypto,
for you have a flush this morning,
dude. For NFTs, poof. I mean, Renga pumped not at all. It pumped by 0.2 over like a 4-hour period on this 10 KTF getting acquired by. Hey Nick, look at this comment. Getting acquired by Yuga Labs. Okay, and. That is pretty gnarly.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I pulled the audio down a little bit, just a little bit.
Look at you.
And I'm just saying, like, it's like really low in terms of what it's set out right now. But I think the issue that went down there was he didn't say, does Nick sound better? Which is what I think the situation is. But anyways, this is difficult. This is going to be a difficult episode for me to operate with a normal sort of mindset. I'm going to be honest, because in combination with the Bahamas and us, the interfaces that we had with Bohemian authorities, I find that I also am struggling to sort of digest the pain being caused to the Bored Ape ecosystem at this point in time.
It doesn't matter. What does matter is the coverage that Nifty Nick, I mean, look at this guy. Woo!
So we,
look at this guy.
So we went down.
You were worried about Bored Apes at this moment.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, I gotta proceed with my life as you know, as one does. I think that's like a better strategy. So
yeah, I think the thing with the Weenie Labs acquisition, at first I'm like, I don't like one company just like acquiring all of the good companies in the space. Having said that, if you put yourself in Yuga Labs shoes, it's a strong acquisition. You know what I mean? Like it's a good move.
It's perfect for other side. I think I agree with you, Kix, in the sense that it's bad if they then fail, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, we're like, a lot of people talk about like decentralized and stuff like that. Like, you know, kind of like rolling up, you know, this would be like in DeFi, it'd be like if Uniswap bought Aave in Compound and then went bought MakerDAO. Not that they could afford all of that, but you know what I'm saying? And then you have like one company that's like 50% of DeFi or something like that. That's my concern. But like from a synergy standpoint, like you've said, especially with the other side, it definitely makes a lot of sense. And the signs were there, right? With like we knew like doing stuff in ApeCoin and receiving ApeCoin, you know, stipends or whatever. So
yeah, I mean, there's a lot to talk about there. Nick, I just wanted to see, there's a few comments here. I don't know, like maybe this one's pretty good. What else we got? We got this one. That one's pretty good. What about this one? Here we go. One second.
Theo like showing the fact that he knows how to use a camera. Yet the number one footage that we shot down there is maybe the one of me shooting him. And actually, that is it. It
was, oh no, that was fantastic. I thought you were about to roast me for not recording when you were talking to the security guards. You're very good too. You just don't respect my filmmaking game. That's why I always bring it up.
Just because I feel like you think it's a little bit better. Like I look at the age of 40. Almost old enough to be your father. What?
I'm 32.
Pretty close. Like how much longer after that? You know, I could have. Anyway, so what I was thinking is, if you look at the actual footage developed there, some of the best just primarily comes out of the cameras that I was using, and so we don't need to dive into that. You know, we'll end up doing another video for it, but I think it would be useful with Kix here for us to even like recap some of the information and the literal dirt that we uncovered in the Bahamas. The biggest dirt that we referred to was actual dirt being trucked away from the construction site. One of the guys on the calls that we were listening into, because we listened into multiple calls, and one of the guys was like, bro, they're taking away the dirt.
the guy was like, are they closing up shop? And he was like, bro, they bring in the dirt. They taking the dirt back. That was like the best line of the whole trip, is they're taking the dirt back from the construction sites. That's the best. That's the best.
Yeah, that one was solid. We shared the story multiple times in terms of what we uncovered down there.
This is the best comment of this show so far. But anyway, sorry, go ahead, Nick.
The reality is, if you were following Twitter all weekend, what you were getting was false information. they're really, here's the synopsis of what the active situation is at the moment. And when we got down there, Sam Bankman freed under house arrest, basically from the day that we got there. We didn't have it confirmed, so we proceeded, assuming that that wasn't the case, but it seemed that he was stuck in the country. The Bahamas have egg on their face at this moment in time and want to ensure that they don't look bad. Excuse me. My apologies.
I thought you were starting to tear up.
I caught that in the Bahamas. And or maybe the weather changed. Who knows? But basically, there was no other information other than what we were hearing from other people. And what we were hearing was the Bahamians had been devastated, some of them. There were a large number of people who wanted to work at FTX. That was the other thing. And we also heard directly from FTX employees who basically, the conclusion that we have there, FTX employees had no idea. SBF had done something. And the people who were really part of the scheme, for the most part, worked at Alameda. And they were privy to all the information about the hole that was dug in the balance sheet. So that's pretty much what we have at this moment in time. What are the questions that you have now that you've observed elite level journalism? What I think would be a great opportunity is for us to maybe field some of the questions that you were having while you were observing our coverage in a semi-drunken state.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing you guys could have done better is, you know, actually try to sneak onto the compound, maybe by like impersonating like a made up agency, being like, we're with the NFTIA. You know what I mean?
That would have been a good idea.
Or the NFT Investigative Journalist Bureau.
I actually want to go back basically to shoot that sort of shot from another like approach. And I have been DM'd multiple approaches on how to get in his compound. And basically everything else is like,
you know, it would have been wild if you had a drone, if you could have flown a drone.
Let's not comment on that, Kicks. Actually, what the approach is that we're going to be utilizing to get into his compound. All right.
Just saying, dude. In theory.
I'm just saying we're going to get inside his compound one way or another. The game is not done. We may be in New York right now. The game is not over.
Nick's going to dig a tunnel, dude. He's going to go straight, like, you know,
El
like
Chapo style. Hire a
crew. Yeah.
That is one of the strategies that we did consider, standing outside of the wall. It was a pretty solid, when you see the end of that pan of me walking up to the car, I keep looking at that being like, that looks like legit security. Like, you got a tower, you have a wall. Like, it looks as legit as you can get. My, I don't want to name. I have a family member, let's just say, who, when I was in his house smoking weed, there were security guards walking the perimeter, and there was a similar situation with a lookout tower. So I just want you to know, like, this is a pretty common pattern among private security and residences, is to install a tower so that you get a bird's eye
height advantage.
Yeah, you got to have
using towers actually for like thousands of years for defense.
You know, I've heard that, and
castles had a lot of towers back in the day.
I like to think of it as more of a recent innovation, but you are right. Like, those were some of the early towers. I think they've evolved the tower technology since then. So that's something that we did notice.
Try to shoot down drones, to be honest, to get that height advantage.
Well, we'll end up saying I'm down to Well, we definitely would not be flying a drone. Like, that's not one of the strategies that would have been in our arsenal.
We'll be on the drone ourselves, and we'll come in like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man and pounce. Because clearly, the expectation from crypto Twitter was a Jason Bourne level performance, where I was going to be literally with SBF in his thing, like you know, reaching over trying to like get him. And he's going to be fighting.
Where's the money?
As I'm thinking about this, like, I'm thinking you should have basically been on a thing, like one of those like flying things
where you're like with like the helmet and you're like on it and you're like carrying off and you're like in the process of going. And like they're going to basically be like, we got to let this guy in. Like, how many other people have flown in on like a rocket? Like, nobody else has done it. They're going to assume that you're ultra rich. That's the only way that's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's for sure. People. So what do we make? He's tweeting letters, dude. Look at what this guy is doing, dude. Hold on. Ready? Look at this.
The situation.
Look at this.
What's the new letter?
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
This guy's out of touch.
What happened is he's stuck in his apartment. That's where he's at right now.
Some people said that it was a dead man switch.
A dead man what?
A dead man switch, which is like basically like if you don't log into something or like hit a button, you know, once every 72 hours, then there's like kind of like an automated script that could send out a message or, you know, like, so like release information or
progressively.
I don't know, man. I mean, the dude wrote a fucking back door to like quietly steal billions of dollars without auditors being able to notice. I feel like he could figure out like a Twitter script.
Yeah, it's a possibility here. Maybe we should continue to dig into some of the stuff that we uncovered outside of the fresh food that Pio was consuming for video for everyone to see. Well, actually, do you have any other questions, Kix? Because again, like you're in the presence, like respect who you're with, you know?
Is there anything that you found out that you haven't shared with people yet?
No.
No, we dumped it literally the moment that we came back from collecting information. We went live on air, so our space was there. It's just we didn't deliver it in this medium.
We didn't do it on YouTube.
Yeah, we didn't do it there.
How was the flight in and out, Smooth? Did you see a lot of people leaving the airport, like when you left?
No. I mean, it was a regular weekend in the Bahamas, basically. There was no extreme situation that was going on. There was not a flood. Well, here's the hilarious thing. If you were to guess and you hadn't read anything that we said, how many employees would you guess FTX had down in Nassau where we were?
Well, I know that they only had like 50 employees total, which is pretty bonkers for what their valuation was at. So.
60, yeah, 60 yeah. In the Bahamas, basically. So that's how many
that have the needle.
Yeah. More than 50 employees. That's not a correct assessment in terms of 50 total employees. But they only had 60 down there. There were also people who were basically they had a constant cycle of employees coming through that were staying in the compound that we ended up recording. We're going to be posting a bigger video, which actually includes all of the footage and more of a narrative of the journey that we went on, most likely edited by me, maybe edited by Pio, if he's able to live Kix, up.
You're going to love this. Me and Nick are having a filmmaking competition over the next over the next 36 hours. We're going to dump all of the footage from all of our cameras, all the phones. We have four total iPhones, my personal phone, or I guess three, probably.
No, mine also. My iPhone, your iPhone, the two iPhones that we had down there.
Four total iPhones. And I mean, everything else is fair game. The Twitter Spaces audio is fair game. I don't know if Nick was thinking about that, but me and Nick are going to edit our own documentaries, both of us, from the trip. Okay. And Nick's over here. Nick's thinking that he's like, what's his name? Who's a big documentary filmmaker? Like David Attenborough or something, you know? And I know he's just a voiceover guy, but I'm looking forward to Nick and me going head to head and seeing, you know, having the audience vote who made the better documentary.
Yeah. I mean, we're
Burns.
Yeah. Maybe we put that on Twitter and then we'll publish it to YouTube basically. So we'll each test the video. We'll see which one gets more views, mine. And then we'll proceed forward from there. We'll see what happens.
So we got a status from Moon Overlord, who engaged with one of my tweets the other day. No big deal. Let me see. Da, 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 da. I love this wide shot, by the way.
Mine?
I let them get away with... Oh, my God. Wait, I don't get...
Means if they look like that, he wouldn't have cared. They got scared.
Okay. All right. So that's some people overlook.
All right. So the other thing we should hit on here is some of the NFT prices and the NFT action that's going on, because that's what this show usually is about.
That's what it's all about.
And if you guys have any questions whatsoever about the remarkable footage that we ended up capturing down there, the journalistic approach that we utilized as we navigated treacherous territory, let us know, because this ain't going to stop.
It's really hard to find an NFT floor that can stay up for more than a week. I mean, we got Bored Ape at 52 on OpenSea and the high 40s on Blur. I'll just read off OpenSea. We got Mutant Ape Yacht Club at 10. Other side below one ETH at 0.94. That's big L for Mr. Kicks over here. 10KTF went up to a half an ETH on the acquisition news. Now has retraced to 0.38. Moonbirds are at 7.7. Ranga down below one ETH at 0.9. Keeper, which was a whitelist opportunity or a lawless opportunity, and a bunch of people were really bullish on, went up to one ETH. Now is all the way down at 0.24. CloneX back down to the mid sevens.
What could this thing, real quick, what could this thing Keeper possibly be besides these pictures? Is it not just these pictures forever?
And storytelling.
It's these pictures. Going to zero.
Storytelling.
They look pretty nice.
They're good, like, pictures. It's Valorant art. Like, if you ever played the Valorant game.
Can you click so it's expanded?
There's a picture.
So how much can I buy that in American dollars?
Look at that picture.
That's $309.
$309 American dollars. I could buy that or like an Xbox, new Xbox console.
Yeah. Which one's better, this picture or the Xbox console?
Probably this picture.
Remember when we bought a bunch of our Ataris? I bought 10 Ataris. I could have literally bought like a high-end computer. And I got a digital computer spinning around. Good times. But Doodles is at 6. Looks like it may go below 6 here. We talked about Gucci Grail. Art Gobbler's 2.63. Friendship Bracelets down to 0.15. Wolf Game is like the only thing that doesn't drop. It's pretty wild.
What's Friendship Bracelets at?
0.15.
People love Wolf
Game. Below 3.
Oh my God! What
a week, man! These are the kind of weeks that, remember when that guy made that put the age filter on us three, and we looked like we were like 60. These are the kind of weeks that accelerates that picture closer to reality.
Got to get in the sauna, exercise, drink water, don't eat bullshit. Come on, it's all good. That's it.
Get off the Twitter feed for a little bit. Stop refreshing.
More cocaine and Adderall.
Well, the amphetamine drip that these people were on is kind of gnarly, you know? It's crazy amphetamine drip.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to say negative things about amphetamines because people that take them get really offended. I did that stuff at one point in time in my early 20s, and after a couple of years of doing that, you're super irritable afterwards. It kind of messes up your psyche maybe a little bit. Your health takes a hit, right? It's like putting your heart on overdrive on a daily basis. You know, there's definitely some consequences. Of course, some people do need it. You know, some people that have pretty severe ADD.
Yeah, I used to take it. It changed my life for the better, actually.
For how long, though?
Years.
Why'd you stop taking it?
Well, I had a personal experience getting in trouble for some stuff in college. And so I got off every form of medication. Then I switched to a non-amphetamine form.
Imagine where you would be if you had stayed on it. You could be owning one of these exchanges, probably.
I will say, it does enable you to connect the dots really, really effectively. Like, it's pretty freaking effective.
Well, you ever seen the Limitless movie? You know?
Yeah.
Like the guy
where he kills a guy and they never resolve that. It's just okay that he killed the guy and it ends and it's like he's still Bradley Cooper.
Still fucking Bradley Cooper, dude.
That movie sucks.
I think we should get Nick back on Adderall. See what happens.
I like that movie.
That movie's trash.
Okay. Yeah,
it is. That garbage. Movie's trash. I saw Barbarian last night. That's better than that stupid movie, Limitless.
Nick just bought 0.05 Bitcoin.
I didn't. What price are we at right now?
It's not even that low. Yeah.
That's relative speaking.
Ethereum's $1,200.
It's pretty impressive.
It's incredibly impressive. That's what I'm sorry to everybody that lost money on these platforms, but like I said earlier, there's a Darwinian aspect to this game, and Not Your Keys, Not Your Cheese has been totally in the mainstream of crypto since Mt. Gox in 2014. It's 2022. You're 8 years after Mt. Gox, and people aren't obeying the rule. Like, remember history so you don't repeat it. I know I'm not trying to sound insensitive. I'm sorry if people lost money, projects got wrecked, blah, blah, blah. But there's a Darwinian aspect of this. And at the end of the day, you got to look out for yourself. If I walk into the middle of the street right now with a bus going by, I shouldn't have walked into the middle of the street. That's it.
Got yesterday OpenSea volume coming in at $6 million American dollars.
Fucking blame the victim, baby. Let's get out there. Hey, did you lose your money? You're a dumb idiot. You know, that was sorry that you lost that cash, but not your keys, not your cheese, bitch. Okay. Oh, were you keeping money on an exchange that was a previously reliable brand? You a dumbass. Okay. and you deserve that. Oh, did you lose your house? Because FTX stole all your money. Well, you know what? I guess that happened. So, you know, did you go through a divorce because your wife or husband said, what happened to all of our money? And you said, I lost it, babe. Not your keys, not your trees, you know? So you're going to want to get that right. All right? So... that's where we're at right now, but it's all good, baby. You're going to make it back. You know, you're going to figure it out. You're going to recover this as long as you're old enough or young enough to survive until the next bull cycle. It'll work out. Okay. You're not going to get your money back from FTX though. So you should probably go and get a job.
The concerning thing about, the NFT stuff is that, like, I've always kind of thought, you know, a lot of the people that are really bullish on NFTs and have a lot of money in NFTs have a lot of exposure to Yuga Labs. And if those prices can keep getting crunched, there's only so much liquidity to go around in the market that, like, the other projects, because, like, all the other top projects, like, if you look at, like, the top holders, they're Bored Ape holders. You know what I mean? And so it's like, you know, do you start to see some other projects? I mean, we're already seeing it, right? But, like, you know, there could be a real liquidity crunch that would, you know, maybe put in a local bottom or something like that. But yeah, it's just tough out there, because I feel like not enough people have appreciated that, and buyer confidence has really gotten kind of whacked. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that we could have gotten much worse. And then everything that happened over the past 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're probably looking at, like, from, so what really kicked off the leg down? Was it the blow up of Three Arrows Capital, or was right before that?
I think it was the Luna blow up.
Luna blow up.
And Putin invading Ukraine. That caused, like, a...
yeah.
Well, that was kind of the start, because that actually happened in, like, March. And there was actually still... that was actually a little bit earlier. Like, what happened was after Other Side, we kind of peaked at Other Side. And then right after there is when we had the Luna stuff.
The market was already going down. The stock market was actually going down. And I think it started dropping before ETH started dropping. So you're at actually the Pico top, it looks like, was back in November. And then we saw, so basically we just went through a massive bull run and people sold off. The NFT market, its bull run returned back in January, right? Remember that? And it stuck there for a minute, disappeared. We got the Other Deeds bull run, but it was like each subsequent bump was smaller and smaller. The Other Deed one was just the highest volume ever because they were able to sell a bunch of stuff real quick. But, like, we got a lot of things going wrong here right now. What the hell is going on? You know, that's the question that we got to be figuring out, is, like, why the hell is this happening?
So think about it like this. 18 months from the market starting to die around the time of Putin's invasion would be August 2023. That's 18 months from there.
Sorry, 2023 doesn't exist yet.
18 months from...
I see.
So that's 2023. That's like not that far from now. Like this year is about to wrap. Then we're going to be into January, right? So what if the bottom happens somewhere between January 2023 and August?
Real quick before I answer that question, dude, shout out to you on your calendar skills, man. Shout out to you on that. Like you got months additive. You figured out. You went how to fast forward plus that. Dude, that's some good shit, man. Thank you, man. Yeah, anytime. So I was going to say...
Citron Research is short Ethereum right now.
Well, and you saw that Vitalik sold ETH and a lot of people, 3,000 ETH. And people are saying that usually he sells at local tops, basically.
He's selling it right now?
He sold it yesterday, yeah. Why is that funny?
It's funny, man.
It's like ironically kind of funny, you know what I mean? Like all the shit goes down and Alex's like, now's a great time to just
dump the asset I created.
Yeah, confidence in the ecosystem. I'm just going to pull a little 4 milli off the table here real quick.
That I created, I'm the face of.
I'm targeting 740.
Should we dump all of our portals? Should we do that? Is that what we should do? Just like, Vitalik dumps Ethereum? I just think it's funny, man.
They do it to found.
Breaking news. All Nick setting a target price on Ethereum at $740. Vitalik has sold off $4.32 million of Ethereum today. Citron Research, a famous short seller in the equities market, also applying a short on Ethereum, says the market cap makes about as much sense as SBF's story. Looks like we could be in for some more pain ahead. We'll let you know if this continues to impact the NFT market.
This is fucked up. Pio, please. So as I said, let me just demonstrate. This is how Pio needs to enter. We have to get go. We got to go back. We got to go back to the compound. My hair is all fucked up. I need Pio on one of those things, flying forward, basically, like forward like this, flying forward into the compound, steering left, steering right. Landing it right in front, right in front of his building, landing it there, and then running out, like literally running towards the building at that point in time is what we need. And so at that point, he could maybe like attempt to break in to the building. I'm sure it's a feasible thing. Or we give you potentially something to shoot up to his penthouse. Remember, he's on the fourth floor, not the top floor. Unlike some of the fake information going around about his penthouse being sold. And he's like, yeah, I got verification that he's getting DMs from people that are like, definitely the penthouse. That's definitely his. It's not. So anyways, that's the situation. Someone said, how tall is Nick? I'm about 6'4".
6'4".
Yeah, 6'4".
On a bad day.
Yeah.
6'4". All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been consistently putting out content. You'll see our little documentary competition. You're going to see it all.
Don't diminish it.
Our this big time is super important documentary competition. Yeah, holy shit.
Thank you.
Damn.
This guy is always diminishing, like diminishing me pretty much. And he's saying just
a little diminished.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And at the end of the day, you know, who's not going to gamble with user funds? So Rare. So make sure you sign up at thenifty.com/SoRare. For a chance to play digital fantasy sports with blockchain collectibles. They're solvent.
They're not going anywhere, baby. They just raised a round of funding. What are you doing? Oh, did you spend this weekend? Let me tell you a quick story. This weekend, I demolished your boy Kicks at fantasy football. And I haven't had one player missing on the team. So I literally left one player gone. And look at this number. Let's see if we can zoom in on that. Look at that. 160, target of 179 versus 125. Destroyed. I may have even had the highest Yep. I'm going to have the highest score of everybody in the league with one person off the roster. I mean, that's insane.
You know, even a broken clock's right twice a day. So,
well, you know what they also say is your boy's competing for first place at this point in time.
Really?
Oh, okay, but that's he's stretching it a little bit.
That's there, a little stretch, right?
I'm 5-4, and the number one is 6-3. So we got CDX who's playing. Let's just real you, quick.
Just doxing him by name.
No, that's just his thing. So okay, CDX is gonna win. Fart Chick's big dick is gonna lose. So that's like a big.
Sounds like you're in a really mature league.
We're playing for one ETH and your boy is within like spitting distance of actually taking on the champions here. This is getting good, baby. This is getting real good. And you know where you can get that sort of competitive aspect of things? So rare. The nifty.com.
Don't worry. By the time the league's over, ETH should probably be at about $500. So it'll just be 50% down from when we started.
Nick, how low? How low is ETH going?
734, like I said.
And will it stay there?
Why is my video not working though? That's like really weird, right?
Well, remember yeah, you I think it'll water all over your keyboard to start.
Well, what does that have to do with literally anything? I mean, that's the question. I'm closing also. And we're back. We got a memory issue here. Clearly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. See you guys next time.
Have a great day. So rare. The nifty.
So rare, baby. So solvent. So not a Ponzi. See you guys later. Nifty.com/so rare.